The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Science and Environment. People on breathing machines struggle without power after weather disasters. Electric grids have buckled more frequently and outages have become longer across the U.S. as the warming atmosphere carries more water and stirs up more destructive storms, according to an AP analysis of government data. In the Pacific Northwest, a bomb cyclone caused roughly 500,000 outages. People with disabilities and chronic health conditions are particularly at risk when the power goes out, and many live in homes that lack the weatherizing and backup power supplies needed to better handle high temperatures and cold freezes or can't pay their electricity bills, said Columbia University Sociomedical Sciences Professor Diana Hernandez, who studies energy instability in U.S. homes. CenterPoint Energy, Houston's power utility, says it is focused now on improving resiliency, customer communications, and community partnerships with the one defining goal: to build the most resilient coastal grid in the country that can better withstand the extreme weather of the future. Texas lawmakers, meanwhile, are debating whether assisted living facilities need more regulation. One suggestion: requiring them to have enough emergency generator fuel to power life-saving equipment and keep indoor temperatures safe during an extended blackout. The legislative panel also reviewed emergency responses in November. Regulated facilities and nursing centers fared better than places such as senior communities that aren't subject to strict oversight, according to city and state officials. This meant hundreds of apartment complexes catering to older adults, as well as private homes, were likely more susceptible to losing power and going without food. Texas energy companies have been required since 2003 to provide advance notice of scheduled outages to medically vulnerable households that submit a form with physician approval. But that law didn't require the utilities to share these lists with state or local emergency management agencies. The utilities' efforts bring little solace to community members at a Houston Living Center for Seniors, Commons of Grace, where outages have become a haunting facet of life for more than 100 residents, said Belinda Taylor, who runs a nonprofit partnered with the managing company. "I'm just frustrated that we didn't get the services that we needed," Taylor said. "It's ridiculous that we have had to suffer." Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.